Hello.
My name is Oscar, ma'am. I'm calling from Research Associates. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am. This is a very quick survey, by the way. Let's continue in that case. And are you very interested, somewhat interested, little interested, or not at all interested in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Very interesting.
Very interested. Thank you so much. Okay. Here we go. Do you define your racial classification as African American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
African American.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little dissatisfied, or not at all satisfied with the conditions of the public school buildings.
Satisfied.
Would that be very satisfied or just somewhat
You know,
satisfied?
very satisfied. Very
Very
satisfied.
satisfied, thank you. And do you think that improving and maintaining the conditions of a school building is very important, somewhat important, a little important,
Very
or not at all
important.
important? Very, very,
Very
thank you.
important.
When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, little confidence, or no confidence at all?
A little confident.
A little confidence. Thank you so much. Okay, if the New Orleans Public School had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
I would think about it.
Okay, at this moment, you cannot make up your mind, ma'am. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against.
I thought we voted on that already, so I thought it was already
Yeah,
written.
this is a
So,
renewal. It's a renewal proposition that
we'll
might be on the ballot.
probably vote for.
Okay, thank
Probably
you.
vote.
Thank you. I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. First statement says, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Or, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Which one do you agree with more?
This second one.
Second one, thank you, ma'am. Okay, this is the heaviest part of the survey. After this battery of questions, we only got three more questions left. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Would
Somewhat
le
interesting.
Okay, very well. I will provide you some information and you tell me you'll be influenced by that. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would that information strongly influence you, somewhat influence you, a little influence or not at all influence you in your support for the
Strongly
renewal?
infant.
Strongly influence, thank you. Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Would you be influenced strongly, somewhat, little or not at all by that information?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city. How about that one, ma'am? Strongly influenced, somewhat, little?
Strongly influenced.
Strongly, thank you. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Strongly influenced.
Strongly influenced. Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. How about that one, ma'am?
Somewhat influenced.
Somewhat influenced, thank you. Learning that the learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
Strongly influenced.
Strongly influenced. And one more. Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes.
Strongly influenced.
Strongly influenced. Very well. Let's move on. Almost done. And now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably
vote for. Probably vote for. Thank you, ma'am. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for the statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolling in a New Orleans public school?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Are you or anyone in your household a teacher of a New Orleans public school?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
Not in my house, no.
No, okay, thank you. Let's move on. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Is your age between 18 and 30, 31 and 49, 50 and 60, 61 and above?
Yes, 61 and above.
Thank you, ma'am. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school, meaning law or medical. Which
college
one, ma'am?
Graduate.
College graduate, thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Own, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, ma'am. Very kind of you. Have a wonderful day now.
You too.
Bye-bye.